Hello, and welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life, a place where we talk about ways for you to live the life you've always dreamed of. Hey, 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 welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I'm your host, Tierra, aka T, and I love to live a life that is bubbly, meaning an extraordinary life by your own design. We are here to explore the journey of creating the life of your desires, an extraordinary life designed by you. So let's get to it. Today, I really want to talk about where are we going? What's happening? I just had my 33rd birthday. Woohoo! Happy birthday to me. Anyways, so I just had my birthday, and it's kind of like brought forward some big things that have like been like cycles for me. One is how I feel like I've taken a back seat to my life. Like, I've had extraordinary experiences, don't get me wrong, so I don't want to belittle those experiences, but along the way, like, where I am and how I feel, how I've felt about myself has always been like a secondary character. It's not like main character energy. All the like really awesome things that have happened have always felt like luck, and I would say like they've come to me through other people. So it's like those other people are like the magical people, and I just am like here along for the ride, and I'm not claiming the magic that is me, right? And so and it's like all kind of come forward because, one, my birthday fell on a really good friend's wedding day. And like from jump, she was like, okay, I'm like she called me before I even got like the letter, the invitation for the wedding. She didn't tell me she was going to invite me to be like in her wedding party, but until after the fact, but she was just like, hey, I want you to know that I'm getting married. It is on your birthday. I still really, really want you to be there, but I just like heads up, right? And over the years, when I think about my birthday, like I love my birthday, and it's like a day that is supposed to be about me. And yet I've had, you know, family members who share my birthday. I have, all these different things, like friends who've had birthdays right next to mine, like similar days. And so like for years, I've had like some sort of like combo celebration. And while I'm like, I want the focus on me, like I don't also want to be like a brat that's like, you can't celebrate your birthday on my day. You can't have da 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 da. Like, and in a way it has like led to this constant, not even like co-star situation. Like, it's cool to be a co-star. Like, let's do it, right? Like, some of the best show, like, you know, the shows that I've participated in, they're not one woman or one person shows. They take an entire cast to make them the extraordinary production that they are. So sharing the spotlight is like, there's no qualms with that, right? It's not about a competition, so to speak. But I feel like as I look back over those times, I have found that I don't even want to like step up into the co-star role. It's just like, oh, zero competition. I'm just going to step back and like, you know, Homer Simpson into the bushes. If you don't get that reference, just like look up a Homer Simpson gif or jif, however you pronounce it. And see what I'm talking about. But I feel like I've like taken this side character role in my life, and I'm kind of over it, right? And then to tie it all up, from day one of this 33rd year, I've like felt energetically, well, not energetically and physically off. I have been sick the like entirety of my 33rd year at this point. And I thought I caught a cold. I like was too nervous to take a test because I'm just a shitty human. I don't know. Not putting that into the universe, but it was just like, I have things to do. And whether I test positive or negative, I'm not gonna like change what I'm gonna do. So like, ignorance is bliss at this point. That being said, the universe was like, haha, you're going to get it anyway. Because I get home And I'm like, okay, cool, great. Like, you know, I've been like under the weather for about a week. I feel better. The people around me were fine. I get home and my roommate like picks me up from the airport. And I was like saying like, oh yeah, like I think I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm still not 100%. And he's like, yeah, you know, like I played pickleball in the rain yesterday and now I feel like a tickle in my throat. So like, I'm not feeling well. And I'm like, oh man, that sucks. And you know, we like get home, do whatever, and decide to go for our general, our usual remedy for when we're not feeling well is like getting some pho and like drinking tea and some whiskey and like, you know, clearing out like the sinuses kind of thing. And yeah, so I went to bed and he took a COVID test and woke up to a text that's like, I got COVID, so we can talk about how we're going to split the apartment tomorrow. And I'm like, at this point, it's a small space. Like, bruh, like we've been in each other's like space all day, or whatever. So I'm just reserved to like, I'm going to get it now. So like my, I feel like my first 3 weeks of being 33, which hey, three synchronicity are all, cause for, what's the phrase, like reflection, slowing down and being sick. And and I don't take the sickness as like oh no, there's something wrong with me, da da da, whatever. I really do try to look at life as like, okay, what's the lesson in this? What's the, where's the joy in this? Where can I grow from in this? And so it's like, oh, well, 33 is a, like, this is like, this moment is like a slowdown to speed up, right? We're slowing down, like we're not feeling the best. So we're not gung ho going to the gym. We're like, you know, being more mindful about the foods and the things that we're eating. We are taking care of ourselves, which is like slowing down to speed up. So in that, it's just, okay, this year is about being more mindful. This year is really about like, you know, embodying and aligning with where do I want to go and my intentions, right? And so I'm looking, you know, because, you know, I have this time to slow down. Oh, I just hit me that his birthday. And if he has COVID on his birthday's at the end of the week. Oh, sad face, sad panda. Anyways, when we like slow down, it gives us time to think a little bit, right? It gives us time to recalculate, realign, recalibrate to where we want to go and adjust our scope. I don't know. I'm trying to like make like a gun reference and I don't shoot. So I don't know where I'm going with that, or like some nautical reference. not me. But you get what I'm saying. So as I'm like slowing down, it's like, okay, what could be better than this? Where am I at right now, witnessing this magic, this beautiful space that I'm in, and what could be better? Recognizing what I've already magnetized and understanding my true power and knowing that what can be better while taking that, the steps towards it might be a little bit scary. Proclaiming what it is that I want, where I want to go next, is kind of like, there's fear in the, well, what if I don't attain it? And what are people going to think about me if I don't, like, if I say, you know, I have a podcast and people listen to it and they don't like what I say, are they going to like come fight me over it? Like, I don't know. Like that is definitely a thought that like comes in. Like it's like, oh man, if I say something and I tell a story and if that person's like, you know, happens to hear this, are they going to be upset? And so maybe I just don't like talk about having a podcast for a while. Like, you know, I've realized that's something that like has like kept me quiet. And, you know, it's like, I'm starting to hear, like, have people talk to me and be like, oh my God, I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, what do you think of it? You know, it's like this scary moment for me. And, you know, no one's ever said anything bad about it. So I don't know why, you know, it's just like, you know, getting vulnerable and putting yourself out there and then, there's still that fear of rejection is like always this constant thing that holds on to me. And I realize that like in fearing the rejection, I'm rejecting myself. I'm rejecting what it is that I desire, saying that like it's better to just be in this comfort zone than to go for what it is, because I don't truly value or believe in myself enough to truly claim the next steps, the next big leaps that I want for myself in my life. So this slowdown, like 33, like three is like a momentum number. So it's just like, it's a time. I actually was at an event and was talking to someone. I was like, yeah, my birthday is tomorrow. I'll be 33. And they were like, oh my gosh, 33. That is the year. And I was like, part of me was just like, well, whoa. That's a lot of pressure to make this year like the best year ever. But I feel like, you know, like taking what they're saying and saying like, oh my gosh, 33 is like such a powerful year. I don't want to make it like the best or the most or the whatever, like, cause one of the things that I've always kind of feared is like mediocrity, like this is like 25 was my best year and like everything's going to go downhill from there. And I've got like, you know, another 80 plus years to like live out right from there and everything's going to be shit. Right. Like, so like I want my trajectory to continue to go up and like in extraordinary and like amazing, wonderful, phenomenal experiences. Like, I don't want to just like peak at some young age and like, you know, go downhill. Like, there's no downhill for this girl. Sorry. We're going out in like a blazing glory of fire. That's my like dream for myself. That is my like scope, and that's where I want to go. So, in that, when they were like, oh, like 33, like is like the best year, excuse me, yada yada yada, I'm like, okay, cool, I hear you. I'm gonna claim it for myself, where 33 is this momentum year, right? Starting off the year, slowing down, making those little adjustments to really gauge where it is that I want to go, what I want to do next, and propel forward. And this is propelling me towards like the rest of my life. Yeah. And really, this is the year of aligning true to my true self. And I did a post on Facebook and somebody else was like, yeah, that's the year that I chose to be met. And I was like, you know what? I love that, right? Like 33 is this year of like really letting go of the rejection of self and claiming who the fuck it is that I've always wanted to be, knowing full well that like I already am that person. It's just like, you know, maybe out of fear, I have not fully claimed that confident self, right? Like, I think about at this event that I was at, we went to karaoke night, and I got this taste of what it is that I truly like, what, like, you know, like being the lead role. And I was like, oh, this feels good. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, go back into the shadows. I don't want to be like, you know, one of the like of the pod or the like, yes, I want to be a part of a community and be connected with people, but like, you know, I am here to stand out, and I'm allowing myself to stand out. I know, like when I would sign up for karaoke songs, I would get this like huge rush of anxiety of like, oh my god, this is the right song, like does it fit my voice, and then like are the people gonna like it, and then if I start singing and like no one's paying attention, I don't get a woo, then I'm like, you know, like I'm not good enough and nobody cares. And I'm like, dude, we're like, everybody's drunk in a bar, nobody, like, you know, unless you're singing Sweet Caroline or like Bohemian Rhapsody, like, you know, someone's favorite song, they're not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's gonna pay attention to you. That being said, like, you know, and if I had friends that are like, oh, like, woo, you're growing up, and then like, you know, ignore, then I would feel like some type of way about it. And excuse me, sorry, that that came out of nowhere. Sorry. Excuse me. At least you can't get sick through the phone. So I hope not. but anyways, so I was like on the stage, and it was just like, I was surrounded by people that supported me, you know, like we came in a big group and they were like, oh, she's up. And like everybody like moved to support and like clap. And then like, it was just like, when I got off stage, I felt like Beyonce, y'all. Like, it was just like, because there was enough people that were like, yeah, you're awesome. And then everybody else in the bar was like, sweet. And it was just like this packed moment. And I was like, this is epic. And I'm like, I don't even remember what song I was singing, but it was freaking phenomenal. And I was like, this is the energy. This is what I am called to do. Now, like, it does kind of feel like I can make it big little of it by saying like, well, I was just like in a group of like amazing friends that are super supportive and whatever. But like, isn't that life? Like, you know, like I, in terms of clientele, in terms of people who you want to work with and partner with, like, shouldn't they just be like amazing friends looking to support you? It's not like, someone's had a TikTok and they were like, it's not about the followers, it's about the supporters, right? It's not about the people that like will hit the like button and like move on with their life. It's about the people that'll, you know, hit the like button and the share button and the like, we'll talk about your thing even if you're not there. It's about those people that you've really made an impact on and are willing to make an impact back, right? Like, those are the relationships that are like fire. Like, don't get me wrong, like followers that just hit that like hit like and like keep it on moving with their day, I'm still thankful for you, especially as a podcaster, because like that still helps my algorithm. But like, I'm ready for like to connect with supporters, right? Ready to work with those who are wanting to have I'm seeing it like a cycle, like this connection, this like circuit. There we go. I feel like it's like electricity just moving between two points, right? And it's like just move this energy that flows to and from, and this like infinite symbol, right? Like, I'm ready for those kind of partnerships where, you know, we're doing masterminds and, you know, it's not about whether or not I'm like guiding people, but I'm aligning with people and talking about like, where do we want to go? Like, what are our intentions? I really would love, you know, to have in a bubbly life like membership community where, which I've had before, but it just like, it didn't feel the way that I wanted it to feel. And, where I think I want to go when I get to a place of doing it again is having like a community where, you know, we maybe take like have like monthly or biweekly, bimonthly, I guess twice a month. I don't know. Monthly, I think feels better. Monthly intentions of like, where are we going to go next? And like, kind of like mastermind through it. And, you know, maybe like a mastermind at the beginning of the month and then like a mastermind at the end of the month of like wrapping up and then like, what's next? Yeah. I feel like that's okay. Thank you for processing through that with me, but until then, but I also want to just like work on my one-on-one mentorship and, really get some people there. So I think I want, you know, as I'm like thinking about the trajectory, it's just like, I want to focus on the mentorship first, get the people that are ready to partner, to guide, to work, do that one-on-one work and guide towards their version of a bubbly life, and then bring them into the mentorship bring them into the mastermind and then open up the mastermind to other people. So if you don't sign up for mentorship, you could be a part of the mastermind. That's kind of where I'm seeing the trajectory of things going. But for now, we've got the mentorship available and we've got the virtual wine tasting room available. We've got the podcast available. So there's all sorts of fun things that you can still tap into and enjoy. But I'm excited to see where this year goes and how it flows and the magnetism of me. And I'm excited to hear what you are seeing yourself magnetize as you move through your year, your fun times, all of that good stuff. So be sure to talk about it in the A Bubbly Life Facebook group. Remember, you can go live. It is an open space. So go over there and share yourself. Get vulnerable. Let loose. I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I invite you to subscribe, comment, and of course, follow the link in the description of this video to tap into more ways for you to live a bubbly life. Love you. Thank you.